This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
We are joined by our latest guest, the fabulous Lisa Sky. Comedian Lisa Sky, how are you going?
Hi there. Yay, she's good.
Yeah.
We have people to clap for.
I'm the only one to... Good, no worries.
There was a whole orchestra of people clapping
you
for
don't,
you.
Don't you patronise me.
No, they what? You can't hear.
I was the one standing up for you back then. You had a lot of enemies.
You can't hear because you didn't have the headphones, but there was a whole fanfare.
Don't you patronise me.
Well, the reason why is because she has the most awesome hair ever filled with glitter, which I absolutely love.
Thank you, Dean. Was there a fanfare? Text Joy on 0427 Joy 949. Go on then.
Or email. I will text right now.
We'll fix it in post.
Now, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival on, and you, I don't think you've had a day off. You just haven't stopped,
since
have you?
Since the 26th, I'm a tired little boy. But it's fine. I don't think it's showing. Is it?
No, you're looking great.
I feel fine.
You're doing absolutely wonderful.
I'm strong.
Absolutely.
You look amazing.
Yes, talk me through where I am.
Now, how many comedy gigs are you doing?
A million, is that tough?
Yeah.
Done a solo show, finished that, finished complete.
Locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded. Done a Safety House variety show, which is still going.
Yeah, there's a few of those, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. A bit different places. Yes.
All safe, though.
It's really good. Yeah, safe but never tame.
Ooh. Can I see that brochure?
Of course, you can have it. It's free. There you go, Venus.
So tell us about the Safety House once.
So the Safety House is a free guide. You can either get it hard copy from our stockists or online at thelisasky.com. It's empowering audiences to make good choices for their comedy. And my
I like it.
Yes. My favourite was all these... Look, I don't want to profile them, but every 21-year-old straight white boy saying, comedy should be edgy. I was like, well, okay, for one, not always. And for two, I do jokes about urethral sounding and K-holes. How edgy do you want it, mate?
See, what I love is when I come and see Lisa do a gig, it's like just having a conversation in my kitchen 90% of the time, which is great. So for those that don't know, well, why don't you? Point number one, Lisa is anything but the straight white boy. The absolute opposite, in fact, in every way, shape and form. And just... a ball of energy.
Basically, I'm Frock Hudson's sister.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brother?
If only. Brother, sister, we don't label.
The middle point of the Pokemon, whatever you call that.
I just can't believe how crazy you've been going during the comedy festival.
Yeah, I stressed myself asthmatic doing activism. It was pretty great. I don't know, bite off more than you can chew, then chew it.
That's a good way to go.
Yeah. That's a good find.
It's something that you always seem to do, though. Who needs time to slow down? Whether you're doing gigs in Berlin or doing gigs here at other festivals, you're just running around like crazy.
Yeah, I had a dream about Berlin last night. I was at Berghain. God, I'm even an asshole in my sleep.
Is it something we can talk about in this time?
It is not.
Time reference, your dream about Berlin?
No. Oh, yeah, it's five something.
Yeah.
Good.
It's 14 minutes to six, yeah.
Now, I hear you're doing a very convenient challenge.
Yes.
Convenient because it was Greek Easter on Sunday and you're probably full to the gills of lamb.
I'm Italian though, not Greek.
Italian?
Everyone gets confused. I'm Italian.
Oh.
Or some people think, no one ever guesses that I'm Italian. It's always, but in the right hat I look Jewish, which is fantastic, which I'm always happy about.
I always clocked you as Greek because you're Dinas with a Big on Instagram.
Well, that was just because everyone took my name. Can you believe that in New York there is a gay cabaret performer named Dean Arcuri? So I got every other domain possible and every other social media thing, and he got Instagram, and it just drives me crazy. So that's why I went with Dinas with the Big. But anyway,
it's
back
like
to the
saying
point.
Venus with the Big. That's what I thought when I first read it. I read it and I go, what? No, it's not Venus with the Big.
Because I don't like doing the whole Dean P. Arcuri or Dean Arcuri number 69 or something.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it.
If you're going to do it, be a size queen.
Mm. Well, exactly. Well, today
that's going to be on my headstone. I need a wang roughly the size and shape of me.
Oh, beautiful.
Fickle.
Like a little mausoleum to you.
Yes. but it I house it rather than it housing me. It's too early for these jokes, mate.
It is too
and
early.
And I shan't be involved. Well, what's happening?
Venus threw down the gauntlet at the start of the show when we were talking about healthy eating and went, why don't we do a vegetarian challenge? And I have gone, yes, let's do it. So I had an apple, so I'm halfway there.
It's not meant to be that difficult. I just don't think in this day and age it's meant to be that tough to be a vegetarian.
Yeah, well,
there's so many out there.
I'll put mine on the table.
Yeah.
I go vegan when I'm on tour because like vegan-ish because it's easier to get like nutrients when you're touring, you know, it's so busy. If you're just going a plant-based diet, so if you go to vegan restaurants, they're going to have a lot more veggies. And my favourite like entertainer meal, like, you know, the one that you cook to impress people is a vegan pho. Because that's how Melbourne I am.
What's a vegan pho?
It's pho, but pronounced correctly.
Ah, right.
Thanks for keeping it suburban. A vegan pho.
See, I always get... Wait, so... Because isn't the whole point of that that you put the meat in the hot water and I'm seeing how good I am with food? Like, I'm doing it really well.
Yeah, you just
so
put the meat in the hot water.
You just put everything else
be like, bloody meat, where have you been up to?
No, but then I'm like, what? Do I put, like, a snow pea or...
So you do exactly that, except no meat. No, it's all about, like, the spice and stuff and it's a very impressive... So I cook it for two reasons. One, it looks very impressive because it's one of those dishes that you assemble, you know, so like, oh...
Oh, in front of people.
Yeah, so, oh, put your own coriander, put your own lime, habba-dabba-da taste, which is always very fancy. And for two, it's just... Because it's so full of nutrients, it just makes you happy. It's just a good mood. Because you know how, like, I haven't eaten KFC for about 14 years because I'd be eating last chip going, my goodness, I'm enjoying this. This is delicious. Yeah. And then I just get depressed.
Yes.
Like, oh, there's so much war in the world. Whereas with this, you just feel happy afterwards.
Well, here's my problem, though. I'm terrible at making soup.
Yeah, it's food water.
I don't understand.
Nutractive.
It should be simple. Like, it should be easy, right? But soup or any kind of boiling, well, not boiling water dish, but something with, yeah, for some reason, I can't cook it.
Are you a patient guy?
I'm such a patient cooker. I'm such a patient.
Interesting.
But I never make soup right.
But what do you put in there?
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I follow the instructions exactly as they should be. I don't understand how, and then I always have it and I'm like, there's either too much liquid or not enough liquid. I can never seem, and it's like that with risotto as well. I can't seem to get the balance. Something I've got to work on.
What if, controversial Phil Pinion.
Hit me.
What if you made a stir fry?
And just pour water in?
Some stock. You got yourself a stew, baby.
There we go.
There you go.
All right, so it's a learning curve. Well, let's start with vegetarianism and ease into making pho.
Vegan pho.
I never knew how it was meant to be pronounced.
Yeah.
Is that actually how it's meant to be pronounced?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I made sure I knew before I went to Perth so I could tell everyone that I was from Melbourne. Because, you know, Perth's a toilet.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, but I mean, then you're there touring and working away.
So I was there for 5 weeks just sticking to my guns on that. Look, their yogurt's great.
They have good yogurt?
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, straight from the supermarket. It is so creamy.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's impressive.
I do yogurt.
And beaches are good, and that's it.
From a supermarket, but I think you can just get out anyway.
Yeah, I was pretty bored in Perth, I must say.
Well, there you go. See, but you're not in Perth now. You're back in Melbourne. You're doing gigs for the Comedy Festival. You're not touring.
I'm not touring.
Because you're home.
Because I'm home.
So what do you eat when you're doing this kind of a gig?
Oh, no time for food. I sleep when I'm dead. I really like there's, I won't say the label because we probably can't do that for marketing reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's this food supplement that's not a weight loss thing. It's like, do you know, it's not this, but you know Soylent?
Yeah.
Which is like the Silicon Valley.
Is it start with Q-U? No.
Nah, because it's new. It's a new one, baby.
Oh. But I love this guessing game.
So basically the Silicon Valley programmers wanted to not eat, just program. Program all the time. Right. There is no food. There's just programming. So they made this thing called Soylent, which theoretically you can live on. It's just like a protein shake, right?
Yes.
I have a different one that I always get when I'm touring Europe and the UK. And I have a running joke with the people I stay with because my three giant boxes of food precede me. So, like, the food will get there and then 3 days later, here's Skysy at your door. But, yeah, because when I'm on tour, I'm usually by myself.
At least people
no
will know when you're coming to stay on the couch.
Exactly. Just because there's a me-shaped box of protein shakes. But it's got a really good, like, protein to fat to carb ratio and it's got all the nutrients and stuff because I don't have time. Like, I get really annoyed because I'm the guy who at the theme park is going on all the roller coasters, sits their partner down and goes on more roller coasters. And so if you're doing, like, you know, if you're seeing four shows a night or doing five shows, people say, like, I think I'm having to stop and get food. I'm like, no, no time for food. Have this. I'll give them like a vitamin bar and just keep running. So it's a good kind of, that's how I deal with festivals.
Which you always seem to be in.
I know. Like the army.
It is. It is. This is the thing. People don't understand that festivals are basically like you've got to suck the marrow
it's
out of
hardcore.
Them. Yeah. And you've got to have like you've got to be clean. No drink, no drugs until the last night. No drugs ever, right?
No, never. No. Never, never.
The only drugs is hugs.
Exactly.
Or laughter. Laughter because it's a Melbourne International Comedy
exactly.
Festival.
Exactly. So yeah, you've only got this for like four weeks. So you've got to suck the marrow out of it. You've got no time for cooking.
But I love that we all, as performers, we all dive in like crazy, but we always forget that there's people that we need to get to come to and be a part of the show. Yeah. So you've just finished your solo run.
Yeah.
And we're halfway through the comedy festival, so what's next?
So now it's Safety House Guide. So just giving people copies of that and stuff. Safety House Variety Showcase. So it's we've already got the lineup and it's amazing because every night we've got an emerging slot for like new faces. And we've got a slot.
Okay, good.
Oh, God. You know me. You know what I'm like. If you distract me, we'll be talking about what your favourite shape of moon is. What is your favourite shape of moon?
The all full of them. Because it's all the same moon.
What a sellout. Mm. You like a full?
I'm all about
Venus?
A full moon.
I love a full moon.
Yeah, I'm a fingernail guy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, the thin one, just the subtle but violent moon.
It's all the same moon. It's all the same moon to me.
You know what? That, no.
Nah.
Not accepting
Dylan
that.
Dylan doesn't fly. Dylan doesn't fly.
Mm.
It's in the so there's the all same safety houses going on.
You probably
on.
Don't even have a problem with dating Scorpios.
He has a problem with dating, period.
Safety House Guide. Thank you, Dean.
That's okay.
It's a variety show and the guide also, I have to see a bunch of shows because the really good thing is people said like there's 63 acts in the guide and people were saying, you know, surely you haven't seen them all. The hilarious thing is that almost yes.
Yeah.
And the other people, like the people I hadn't seen because like you said, like touring is my life.
Yeah, so you're
my
always
life, the road. Mm-hmm. The road, my life. And so I have to see as many shows as possible to get the qualifying ones for next year.
It's the way to be.
Yeah.
You've got it going on.
I do.
So where can people find out more about it? It's at your website?
Yep. So thelisasky.com. Follow the links to the Safety House Guide. And you can get stockers. Otherwise, I'm going to be at Town Hall handing them out tonight until I feel sick of it. So
look for a fab girl with green glittery hair running around like crazy, throwing an orange booklet at your head.
Yeah, it's a good one. Thick. 72 pages.
Orange, you're glad you can pick it up. So, anyway.
No! No!
He tries too hard. No, comedy is not the way that he rolls.
Have a good night.
There you go. See, look what you've done, Dylan. Lisa, you've made Lisa. You've made Lisa walk out of the interview. Oh, my God. Well, before Lisa, quick, hurry back. Before you head off, what, besides Safety House Guide and Show Variety Show, what else should people check out during the Comedy Festival?
And I'm back. Hi there, Clara Cupcakes in Whom. Also, this little guide's got 10 editor's picks, which is really good.
Are you the editor as well?
So there's got 10 editors' picks, and it's really good. Asaf Gercheck, Amy Cunningham's really good. I mean, Popo Moko are going to win all the awards. They're really good.
I jam them.
Bad Luck Cabaret with Laurie Black.
Yes.
It is so fun.
And this is the one tip you can get from this, right? Everyone always looks at the comedy festival, thinks of the big name acts, goes for the ones that they know or the ones they've heard something about on TV. Grab yourself the Safety House Guide because Lisa knows it all, knows what's going on. There's
exactly.
So many acts to go and check out.
Well, by definition, the TV acts aren't going to be as good just because they've been working on TV, whereas people who only do the festivals, like for example Jess McCurley, she's not on TV. Her show's going to be great because she's been writing it for the last few months.
Exactly. So you want to grab a copy of this guide or go to thelisasky.com,
baby.
thelisasky.com and check it out because there is so much going on in the comedy festival that you want to get there, you want to see it, or just head around Melbourne right now and look for a green-haired woman throwing orange booklets at your head.
Yes, until I'm sick of it.
I can't get over the glitter in your hair.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
I'm resplendent. Who is she? She's so shiny.
Thanks for joining us, Lisa, here on Mad Wednesday.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.